missing, so.
Yeah, it's totally wrong.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Now, I'll just have to find the tour sheet where we were up to. Here we are. Okay. Okay. Okay, we're just briefly going to finish up the inyan of Nevela, Gerat HaMetzuva Lachyoso. We noticed the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban here about our Gemara mentions Gerat HaMetzuva Lachyoso. And they don't quote the Pasuk. But we know that the Pasuk is, as Rashi points out, the Chsiv Ger V'Toshav V'Chaimach, which is, okay, that's not a simple Pshut HaShemekra of the Pasuk, but Chazal tell us that it means Ger V'Toshav V'Chazakto Ger V'Toshav V'Chaimach. That's a remez, the extra words in the Torah of the Rabbos, Ger meaning Ger Tzedek, and Toshav means even a Ger Toshav, that you still have the mitzvah of Mitzuva L'Hachyosha. And that, as we saw, comes in the Shakvatari of our Gemara. What's the nature of this Gerat HaMetzuva Lachyoso? So the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah says this is one of the mitzvahs. Say the Ramban forgot the mitzvah Lachyos Gerat Toshav. Obviously, Kal V'Chomer, you have to be Mechaya in Yisrael. But the Ramban says this is one of the mitzvahs. The Ramban forgot the mitzvah Lachyos Gerat Toshav, and the Ramban suggests the Ramban doesn't get a chance to defend himself. Right, he wasn't around anymore. As to why he left this out of Mitzvah's essay, but the Ramban is not based on what the Ramban himself says yet. The Ramban says, why did the Ramban leave it out of the Sefer Mitzvah? So leave out this Mitzvah Lahafios Yer. So, what's the answer? That really part of what was it? Essay Kuf Tzadi Hey, the Mitzvah Tzadi. The Ramban didn't say anything there. You know, he quoted the pasuk of Geret Toshav V'Chaimach, but that's just, you know, quoting Pesukim doesn't prove. On what level you're interpreting them. So the Rambam didn't say anything, but it seems to be that the Ramban has to be correct, right? It's a dindar right. So Mitzvah Lachyoso is a dindar right, so that's clear. The Rambam himself says in a few places, right, that Gerat HaMetzuva Lachyoso, and quotes Pesukim, and it's clear in our Shakra Tari also it's a dindar right. So it's a dindar right. The Ramban says it's a separate mitzvah, and the Rambam says that it's part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. What's the basis of their machlokes? So it could just be, I don't know, stam. But I believe, you know, I prefer to think things are not stam. I think there's actually a lumdus in this machlokes between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban says, what is the mitzuva lehachyoso? So he says, Lahakis Gertosha, what does that mean? That if he's drowning in the river, or the building collapsed on him, that he's sick and dying, we have to try to save him. And Kol Shekain, a Jew, and that's called Pikuach Nefesh. Right, and obviously that also, you know, even though the simple shot of the pasuk is also talking about like helping someone starving to death, so the Ramban says, what means Lahakis Gertosha? It means if the Gertosha is dying, we have to save his life. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, right, Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis, sorry, let me just find it. Here we are. The Rambam has a big chiddush, and we know it's a big chiddush because he says, what lashon did he say? Right. He says, V'yera'i li, she'ein olsen kein l'ger toshav. We know that there's no discrimination in the legal system. Elo the own dam lo b'dinegem. Okay, that's not for us. V'chein yiroi li shenogim geratoshav derech eretz gemilas chasadim ki Yisrael. Now that's a pretty strong statement. You have to have derech eretz and gemilas chasadim like a Jew. Shahari anu mitzuvin lach yosam shenemar legerushav shechad etnena va'achola. So the Rambam says that because mitzuvin lach yoso, we are yiroi li that we're no hag. In Derech Eretz and Gemilas Chasadim, like the Yisrael. The Rambam seems to equate him to a Yisrael. So I think, what's the etzem machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban here? How do you interpret Mitzvah Lachyoso? The Ramban says that Mitzuvah L'Hachyoso means there's a new din by Jews. There's many dinim of tzedakah and milas chasadim, etc., etc. By Yer Toshav, there's a new din that all you have to do is save his life, but not any more than that. And therefore, that's a new mitzvah say that if Yer Toshav, you have a special mitzvah that you have to save his life, but you don't have to help his life. You don't have to improve his life. And therefore, that's a new mitzvah say. But the Rambam says, what's Mitzvah L'Achyoso? Yeirali, that Mitzvah L'Achyoso is an Igloi Milsa. An Igloi Milsa, the Ger Toshav, is like a Jew for Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. Right? Or at least for, you know, Gmilas Chasadim. Derech Eretz and Gmilas Chasadim. For Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. That's the Yeirali. So the Rambam interprets Mitzvah L'Achyoso as not a new level that only applies to Ger Toshav. But it's an Igloi Milsa that all the mitzvahs of Gmilas Chasadim and Derech Eretz that apply to a Jew also apply to Ger Toshav, and a Ger Toshav is like a Jew for Gmilas Chasadim and Derech Eretz. Of course, if a Ger Toshav is just the same as a Jew, then obviously it doesn't have to be counted as a new mitzvah sasei. Right? You have to count the new mitzvah sasei every time mitzvah sasei applies to two people. Right? If mitzvah sasei applies to men and women, it's not to adults and children. It's not two different mitzvah sasei. It's one mitzvah sasei. So the Rambam, l'shitasei hilchos v'lachim, who says we equate a Ger Toshav to a Jew for Gmilas Chasadim, would then say, well, it's already included. We have a mitzvah of Gmilas Chasadim called Tzedakah. So we already have a mitzvah of Gmilas Chasadim, so I don't need to count this new mitzvah. But the Ramban who says, no way, a Ger Toshav is not a Gloy Milsa, Ger Toshav is like a Jew. If a new chiyuv of just saving someone's life, of literal, you know, lahachyoso, meaning to make him live and not die, therefore he has to count it as a new mitzvah, because we don't have a mitzvah pikuach nefesh in the Torah. For Jews, we have, you know, mitzvahs that include all kinds of nice things to do. But we don't have a mitzvah, like, to just save someone's life. And therefore, you have to count it as a separate mitzvah. So I think the Rambam and the Ramban are l'shitasam in terms of whether they understand this is a new special chiyuv for Ger Toshav, and then Kavah Homer for Jews, or whether they understand it's an igloi milsa to equate Ger Toshav with Jews, le'inyan, derech eretz, and gemilas chasadim. Daniel.
To take this back to our Gemara, according to Ramban, the Svara is just, we know from somewhere else that we treat the Ger Toshav better, so here we should also teach him better, but there's not a full mitzvah here of giving him the...
Right, according to the Ramban, our Gemara is more of just a weak Svara, since we know you have to save the life of a Ger Toshav, and you don't have to save the life of a Nachri. Therefore, you know, Mistama, Ger Toshav comes before a Nachri. Well, for the Rambam, it's like, Mamish Derech Eretz Gemilas Chasadim, of course he comes first.
There's actually a mitzvah. The Ger is a mitzvah to the Goy, there's no mitzvah.
Correct. Exactly. Now, this is against the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav and the Griz al HaTorah, not the one in the back of the Beis HaLevi, but the Griz al HaTorah published by the Griz's family, said that even the Rambam, who thinks like it's just part of the mitzvah tzedakah, agrees with the Ramban and says, it doesn't mean you have to really give him tzedakah and all his needs like a Jew. It just means that you have to give him, you know, sort of minimal keeping him alive. But I didn't think that was Pashup Shot in the Rambam. I thought Pashup Shot in the Rambam was, that we're equating Ger Toshav to the Jew, and therefore it's very meduyuk on why he doesn't count as a separate mitzvah, because it's all part of one mitzvah. The fact that in all of Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, he never said anything, and he only adds the Yeirali here at the end, is, I hear the Taina, but it doesn't bother me, because he said one thing, and then he says Yeirali to equate a Ger Toshav. Yeah, basically in all of Matnas Aniyim, he's not talking about Ger Toshavs yet, that's waiting for Hilchos Malachim. After all, keep in mind, meaning, you don't even have a Ger Toshav, you know, in many historical circumstances. I thought also maybe you could use this to answer another stira that bothers people, which is, what's the mucker of Mitzuvah L'Achyoso? The Rambam mentioned Mitzuvah L'Achyoso in Hilchos Zechiyo Matana and in Hilchos Malachim. In Hilchos Zechiyo Matana, he says that Asher L'Litem L'Akam Atnastina V'l Nosim L'Ger Toshav Shenema L'Ger Shav Shrech Nenev Achalo M'chor L'Nachri V'l'Chira V'l'O Matana V'l Ger Toshav B'im Chir B'im Matana He says, you can give him a present because your Mitzvah L'Achyoso, as it says, Ger V'Toshav V'Chayimach. So it sounds like the mocker for Mitzvah L'Achyoso is Ger V'Toshav V'Chayimach. In Zechim HaTan, it sounds like the mocker of Mitzvah L'Achyoso is Ger V'Toshav V'Chayimach. The mocker, the Heter Matnas Tinam, is like Ger Shev Sharecha. But in Hilchos Malachim, he has a very subtle stira. He says, "An mitzum lach yosan shneimar la gerush b'sherechet tifnei nevachol." Right. So what's the makor of mitzum lach yosan? In Zukim Matana, it's gerush b'sherechayimach. In Hilchos Malachim, it is la gerush b'sherechet tifnei nevachol. So okay, you could just say, okay, so they're all makoros, and he's just like mentioning, you know, he's just mentioning them all, giving them all some mention somewhere. But lachor, if you want to read the Rambam doing, I thought maybe you could say that this is all coming from the same place. That when the Rambam wants to tell you just that there's mitzvah lachyoso, he quotes Gerut Toshav HaChayimach. That's the basic mitzvah lachyoso. Without that, we would never have gotten off the ground. But that might mean like the Ramban. How do we know to build up on that foundation, the second floor? Once mitzvah lachyoso, once Gerut Toshav HaChayimach tells mitzvah lachyoso. How do we know that it's his version of mitzvah lachyoso, not the Ramban's version of mitzvah lachyoso? And this goes back to what Daniel said before a little. So he says maybe it's like it's a two-step process. Gerut Toshav HaChayimach teaches mitzvah lachyoso, but we're not sure how to interpret that. When you add like Gerut Toshav HaChayimach Tenev Achala, which means that the Torah is saying, oh, like, you know, give him nice things if you want, you know, be a nice guy. Then what do you mean mitzvah lachyoso was just a matter of saving his life? What did that have to do with like giving him leftover stuff that he might find useful? Giving leftover stuff that someone might find useful is something you do for someone who you have derech eretz and milus chasadim for. That's milus chasadim. So since it could be that the ger yeshiva shereft nenev achala is igloy milsa on gerut toshav HaChayimach, that it's not just mitzvah lachyoso, but like saving his life, but that it's milus chasadim ki Yisrael. And therefore, when the Rambam just wants to tell us the din of mitzvah lachyoso, we bring gerut toshav HaChayimach. So that's the actual makor. When the Rambam wants to tell us that mitzvah lachyoso means not only the Ramban's version of save his life, but the Rambam's version of treat him like an equal, then he brings the gerush b'sherechet nenev achala, which tells us that you even have to be like a nice guy and treat him in a nice neighborly fashion. Even though it's not a chiyuv nesina, you can also do mechira. But still, the Torah says, like suggests an option of nesina, and that's obviously, what does it mean the Torah says I can sell it to you or give it to you? That means that if I want, I can sell it to you, but if I want to be a nice guy, I give it to you, because it's in your gemilas chasadim. So I thought maybe, it's a, you know, not, I'm not 100% sure, but maybe if you want to answer the steer in the Rambam, you could say there's a difference in when he just wants to show you the mitzvah lachyoso versus when he wants to prove it's his version and not the Ramban's version.
He wants to suggest the opposite, because in the Frankel edition, there's an added line in Rambam's Sefer Matana where he says, Klomar, after quoting Gerut Toshav HaChayimach, the pasuk isn't saying that it's an obligation to mechaya ger toshav. It's the point of the Torah is saying you should mechaya your brother, and just saying by way of description you should not do any less than him than that which you are doing to the ger toshav,
which is still a mitzvah mechaya ger toshav.
So the Torah is assuming that it's something which you're doing, so it would be easier to say the other pasuk is the real source, and this is just a giluy that there is such a mitzvah, but go find that mitzvah now, and therefore in the Bailey you get much more greater.
I hear. I thought the Rambam was just trying to like deal with Shudash al Mikra, meaning Shudash al Mikra, the pasuk is clearly talking about a Jew. Ah, so how can we say he's talking about a guy? The answer is, Ger Toshav, rather. The answer is, we're saying Jew Kavachom Ger Toshav. I hear, I have to think about it. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say about Mitzvah Lachyoso again, just to say the Machlok is Rambam Ramban wasn't Stam, but it was a lundus as to whether it's a new level that's created just for Ger Toshav or just equating him with the old level of Jew. And maybe you could use that to answer the Stira and the Makar and the Rambam, or maybe not. No, it's a suggestion. Just one more Ha'ur before we go on to the next part of the Gemara. The Gemara then says, okay, where are we up in the Shakavatari? For Rav Meir, that says the whole Gerush Shabbat and then Achol Amar Chulun Achuz extra to teach us that Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah Aser Ana. For Rav Yehuda, Dvarim Shabbat Chassadim, how do we know Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah? So they say, the Bano of Chofalvim days, Naflami Kol Tashlichon Oso, Oso Atamash Lekelev, Iyat Amash Lekelev Kol Yisroel Shabbat Torah. Right? And Rav Meir, who doesn't eat Oso, what does he say? Oso Atamash Lekelev, Iyat Amash Lekelev Kulun Shanishtu Bazara. And how does Rav Yehuda know Chulun Shanishtu Bazara? Either Chulun Shanishtu Bazara Lav De Oraisa. Rashi has an interesting line here. Rashi says, hold on a second. Why do you need to darshan from the Oso? Why not just darshan from Lekelev Tashlichon? You need a heter to be mashlech to Kelev by Trefa, which proves that other things are Aser Ba'anah. Right? That's Rashi's question. And and Rashi answers that no, lekelav tashlichon is necessary for the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give treifa to a kelav. So lekelav tashlichon is for the mitzvah. That has nothing to do with hanah. The Osa was already talking about hanah. Tosas argues with him, and Tosas says no. Lekelav tashlichon is necessary for something else. They both agree. Not doesn't come into our sugya. That's it's not in our sugya. It's necessary to be matir the uber shahotzius yado because you might even have a mina that it's like kachim. Okay, b'seder. Why does Tosos reject Rashi? So Tosos doesn't say mefurish why he rejects Rashi. Right? Just Rimi Orleans Bafaris gives another option, but Tosos rushes explicitly. Why does Tosos reject Rashi? Okay, why would you reject Rashi? Because it's not a mitzvah. After all, right? There are many, many slaughterhouses that chef kosher meat. They find many treif animals, and what do they do with all of them? They sell it to a guy, right? No one feeds it to a dog, right? So basically, Tosos says, why do we reject Rashi? And our Tosos is not clear. You could have just said we're giving options. But we reject Rashi. Rashi is lekel tashlichon for the mitzvah to give it to a dog. Tosos says, lekel tashlichon is to be mat or an uber that stuck its hand out before shchita behanah, because you might have had a hav mean it's aser behanah. Tosos rejects Rashi. He says, what do you mean there is no mitzvah to give it to a dog? And maisim b'chol yom, right? The way the Sfas Emes asks it is maisim b'chol yom that we don't give treifa to a dog. I mean, some people might coincidentally, but maisim b'chol yom we don't give treifa to a dog. So it could be part of Rashi roll up our yanim. But well, even Rashi's time, Maisim b'chol yom didn't give your treifa to a dog. So the question is, how to defend Rashi? Is it really true that you have to give all your treifas to a dog? What about maisim b'chol yom? So again, one answer is maisim b'chol yom, we're all wrong, right? We're all being mevatel a mitzvah, and according to Rashi, we're all aver yanim. That's one answer. Okay, but we wouldn't prefer to say that. So how do you defend Rashi against the maisim b'chol yom? What does the Sfas Emes say? Or how do you defend him? What? That we paskin like Rabbi Meir. If we paskin like Rabbi Meir, we learn that everything is. If we paskin like Rabbi Meir, then we learn that everything is aser b'hanah from the Vela. So lekel tashlichon is matir treif b'hanah, and also is for chulin shnish divazara. So it works out fine. I mean, if we paskin like Rabbi Meir, then it's fine. We could even be just more general than that.
Rashi never said that there's a mitzvah. Without Oso, I might have had a Havamina, and there's a mitzvah to give it to him.
Ah, okay, exactly. That's what the Sfas Emes says. The Sfas Emes says, and this really includes what Yaakov said also, so I think, again, one answer is, you know, we're all Amar Yom, according to Rashi.
Does anybody say that?
I'm sure somebody does, but no one that I see. The second answer is, that what the Sfas Emes said. Sfas Emes says this Rashi is only in the Havamina, right? And it's only in the Havamina. Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda, right? Yeah, in the Havamina, Aliva de Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says Bakelat Tashlichon is not used to matir treif b'hanah. It's used to give it to a kelev, mitzvah's kelev, to mitzvah to give it to a kelev. That's in the Havamina. But limaskana, according to our mayor, we know from the Vela everything's aser b'hanah. So lekel tashlichon is matir treifa b'hanah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, also lekel and according to Rabbi Yehuda, limaskana. What?
What is exactly
what
Rashi says? Only
where does he say that? But now that we have also, obviously, lekelav tashlichon is necessary. He teaches about isurei hanah, right? So according to Rabbi Meir, you know, the lekelav tashlichon teaches treif is matir hanah, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, lekelav tashlichon is the background for Oso, teaches that everything else is aser b'hanah. So maybe it's just in the Havmina. So that's a very reasonable answer. Rashi is just in the Havmina.
Then what happens to Inukadosh Baruch Hu Mekaveh Schar Kol Birya? There's no mitzvah.
So in the end, Inukadosh Baruch Hu Mekaveh Schar Kol Birya, but it's not a mitzvah. Still, Hashem doesn't have other ways of taking care of Kol Birya. He's okay. Hashem's
the
Seder.
The head to be given with the dogs is good enough.
So, yeah. Or whatever. Maybe Hashem will arrange it that the dogs get what they need. You know, Hashem runs the world. Seder. My only problem with this Svas Emes is, you're right. I mean, you read Rashi as the Seder. Now, the problem with Svas Emes, to me, is Rashi al Torah. Because Rashi al Torah does the same thing. And the Chor Rashi al Torah is Lamaskana. So now I'm getting into a fight with Donnie Schreiber. Donnie says, Rashi al Torah is not saying halachos. Rashi and the Torah are saying nice drushes. It's a nice drush that this shows that Hashem cares about the dogs because he gives them a shout-out, right? And the fact that Hashem writes Lachel Tashlich, but also just the Glein Milsa that he takes care of dogs. It's not a halacha. It's just the Glein Milsa through the shout-out that Hashem rewards dogs. And how exactly does he reward the dogs? It works out somehow. That's what Donnie's saying. Don't be died from Rashi al-Torah.
Rashi quotes not a halacha.
Okay, so Donnie's saying don't be medayik from Rashi al-Torah. Could be. So the answer is either just a havmina and ignore Rashi al-Torah, or okay, I want to say another shot. What if you want to, and Donnie will go home and come back tomorrow with a list of 20 places where Rashi al-Torah is against the halacha, right? Okay, so we'll fight over every one of them. The Seder. What if you want to defend Rashi al-Torah and say it really is a mitzvah? Then what can you say? I think that if you read Rashi, and again, Havmina, Krolim is supposed to Itzterech. The Havmina is that this is what it's necessary for. But even the Maskana, it's still part of what it means, right? So I think you just have to read Rashi a little more, right? What does Rashi add that's not necessary? What does Rashi add here that's not necessary at all? In this Rashi. In this first Rashi, in Afkav Beis, what does he add that's not necessary? What? No, that's explaining the mitzvah. Nechvad schar, they added the schar to be politically correct, right? Min ha'akum, shanavela, yimkor the nachri, treifel a kelev, right? It's a nechvad, the kelev is nechvad from the akum. Okay, so hold on. Why does Rashi have to tell us that a kelev is nechvad from the akum, meaning the kelev gets schar, that he gets a treifa, right? Loch pat lo kolkach, he's nechvad from the akum, the stomach. What does he mean to add these nifud from the Yaakov? It's a big schar. Someone gives me free barbecue. You know, is the schar that I'm nifud from the guy who got the other barbecue? The schar that I get a free barbecue. Before the schar that I get a free barbecue. So why does Rashi have to add these nifud from the Yaakov?
Well, it seems that it's really good that in that the same way he learns Rankus Salam by Vaile, he learns Rankus Salam by.
Okay, but why does Rashi have to add that he's nifud? Meaning, just say he gets meat. Isn't that a good enough scar? Okay, so you're saying you sold the extent of the scar. Right, Rav Chana makes a big deal of this.
He said that based on this line of Rashi, Rashi draws this out, so right.
So maybe Rashi wanted to tell us that suffix of Rav Chana. Yeah. Okay, could be. But I thought I could answer Rashi. And answer up the kashrut of Ma'aseh B'chol Yom and why he says this al Torah. And the schar in Rashi is not that you give a dog free meat. It's not that you're chayav to give a dog your meat. That's not the schar. That's ridiculous. Why should you have to give away your meat to dogs when something's worth money? That's not the schar. The schar isn't that the mitzvah schar is not to give away treifa and lose money. No, you don't have to lose money and give away things to dogs. That's muzam. The schar is that mainly you have to feed your dogs. Mainly you have to feed your dogs. Dogs eat meat, right? Mainly you have to feed your dogs. Right? If you had dogs in those days, they I don't think they were pets, right? They worked, right? So mainly, if you have a dog, you have to feed your dog. And mainly you have to feed him meat. Look, what kind of meat are you going to feed him? Not kosher, but there are two kinds of non-kosher meat. Treifa and nevela. So you have a lot of non-kosher meat, you're going to feed your dog some of it and sell the rest to the goyim. So what's the schar? The schar isn't you have to find a dog and give him free meat and lose money. The schar is that if you have nevela and trefa, you have to give the better one to the dog and sell the worst one on the shuk to the goyim. And it's your kelev, right. A guy has a schlacht house. So sometimes the shochet messed up, he has the vela. A guy at the farm, the animal drops dead, it's the vela. And sometimes the animal is shechted and it's a trefa. So a trefa is obviously more chashuv than a nevela, right? Because it's not an avatoma, and because it's shechted, and because usually it's like a higher quality. So a trefa is a higher quality than a nevela. So the schar is just, if mainly you're feeding your dog, give him better meat than you sell to the people, and that's a big schar, that you have some meat you give to the dog, some meat you sell to people, and you give the dog the better quality. That's the schar, but the schar isn't you have to lose money and give free money to a dog. The schar is just that you have to, when you choose which piece to give him, you have to give him the nicer piece and sell your Jewish neighbors the less nice piece.
He'll still lose money.
What? First of all, I'm not sure lav davka if you lose money, meaning it depends on like what nevela. Like if nevela means an animal sort of dropped dead of disease, then it's worth less than the shuk. If nevela just means that, you know, it wasn't shech the kedin, then it's worth the same the shuk. And it could be. And even if so, I'm willing to say for the schar, it means not that you have to find stray dogs and give them away your meat, but then okay, maybe you lose a few pennies here and there. But I think that's why Rashi adds it. Rather, if you have to feed him anyway, give him trefa instead of nevela. That's the only schar. The schar is that he's nichba mina akum. The schar is that if you have to choose, you give him the better one and sell the akum the worst one. In which case, there's no steal from Maisa Mechol Yom because all the people who chef don't have dogs. And mainly they don't have any dogs to feed anyway, so the mitzvah doesn't apply to them. Only if you have a dog to feed, then mitzvah applies to you to give them the trefa and to give the akum the nevela and tell the dog, look, here's your schar, you got better meat than a person. That's a pretty big schar for a dog. A little better meat. That's a big schar for a dog. So I think really, there's no steer in the Maisim Chol Yom because the mitzvah is only chal if you have to pick which meat to give your dog and which meat not to give your dog. So I know that someone in that situation, the mitzvah would be chal on them, and some of that's what they would do. But since most of the butchers nowadays don't have dogs anyway, therefore the mitzvah doesn't apply to them, and it's no steer from Maisim Chol Yom. I think that's the pashut shot in Rashi. The mitzvah only applies if you have to feed him anyway what you feed him. And that's why you add the part about nichvat schar
kelev. What makes trefa better than nevela in terms of achila?
So what makes trefa better than a nevela? More mechubed, right? I don't mean better. I don't mean more nutritious. More mechubed. What makes trefa more mechubed? What makes trefa more mechubed? The maisa shechita, and it's not an av hatoma. You know, so it's more mechubed. Not to mention the fact that, you know, nevela definitely has a pejorative connotation. It's more mechubed. You know, nevela could be an animal that just dropped dead. It's gross, whatever. Like the Gemara mentions, sometimes the nevelas might be gross. Even though, halachically, it doesn't have to be. So trefa is more mechubed than a nevela. I think that's pashup shot in Rashi, and then you could justify Rashi la Torah against Maisa Mechol Yom. Okay, could be. Maybe even Dani will agree. Going back to in the Gemara, we had a machlokas here where the chushish of Azara was doraisa or lav doraisa, right? Rabbi, gotta get this down. Rabbi Yehuda held Chulin Shinish Rav Azara was Lav Doraisa and Oso was for all Isra Hanah, all trade food that are Isra Hanah. Rabbi Yehuda held Chulin Shinish Rav Azara was Doraisa from Oso. Here we have a very fundamental hoax in Rashi and Tosos as to what it means that Chulin Shinish Rav Azara is Doraisa or is not Doraisa. What does Rashi say? Chulin Shinish Rav Azara, Be'azara, De'istasir Be'hanah, Lav to Oraisa, per Shani Fushin Ifuba, says the Itzer Hanah is not to Oraisa. Well, Tosos argues on him, and Tosos says, Lamash Pshat Allah, Kain Elagame Ka'amar Lav to Oraisa. Right? So here's a fundamental machlok of Rashi and Tosos. Rashi says it means the Hanah is not to Oraisa. But seemingly, the Itzer Achila is to Oraisa. While Tosos says it means, no, it's not to Oraisa at all. The Chain. There's a line that confused all the Achronim, and I'm not sure I've shot him, but we'll try. At the end of the sugi, when it says, the only way to interpret it, Tosfos says, like me against Rashi. And then he starts to bring all kinds of proofs. Now, if you read through Tosfos, who's right, Rashi or Tosfos? Well, for sure Tosfos is right. Yeah. Tosfos says proofs you can't get out of. What did Tosfos say? It's right here. Right? Uberperek Misha Amarini knows of a Shamachir Ravani, Parech Lamanda or Mkdevachan Chobe Mitzvos. Right, according to Manda Amar, that a Nazir of a Katan is only Ishmadras, but no Benazir is only Girabanan. Hakamai Sechulam Azara. What do you mean he is Bechulam Azara? How can we Girabanan? They let him Bechulam Azara if he's not really Nazir. Mashan, Kasabra Chulishis Wazara, Lavdo Raisa. So they say, no, if Chulishis Wazara is Lavdo Raisa, then we see how someone who's not really Nazir could bring Karbanos. Feeling is Rachilim Doraisa, but if you say everyone Kuli Amlets usher to eat me Doraisa, I can't potentially Hecha Karban Nechal, then it's still a problem. What do you mean? If Lav Doraisa just means Mutter Bahana, how does that help? The Shiloh wasn't about Hana, the Shiloh is about the Kohanim eating it, right? And if according to Rashi, everyone agrees that the Achila is Doraisa, then how is this Katan allowed to bring his Karbanos? The Mashu Asim Shenechal, because it's Mashu that Sugi, they would eat it. Why? Because the next line of the Gemara was, but if he brings a bird and it's Malika, how can the Kohanim eat it if it's really Nevelim Midoraisa? So obviously they were assuming the Kohanim ate it. So they said, how can the Kohanim eat his Karbanos if it's Kulin Shinish Dorazar? The answer is not Doraisa. That proves as much of Achila Doraisa. I can't think of any way of getting out of the Sugya Nazar. Maybe you're smarter than me. And you can't think of a way of getting out of the Sugya.
It's not before that there's Achila there. Rashi does say that the Shchit is also not Doraisa.
What?
Rashi,
in Nazir or in Kedushin?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but the Achila is the...
But it's not actually, it seems in the Gemara that it's Achila. It's not Mufurish that they talk about eating that.
But it is, because the very next line of the Gemara says, how could the Kohanim eat it? Right, so you're saying, in this line of the Gemara, they weren't talking about the Kohanim eating it, only in the next line of the Gemara. Okay, it's a little dumb.
Is that right?
What? You want to say this is all Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir? No, but hold on a second. In our Gemara,
the end of Tosfos, he brings from Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere, revolves that it sounds like it's
even us might not.
Right, true. It's not like Rashi either.
Yeah. So, feeling you. Okay, the Mashal Shenechal. Okay, then he brings us a question that's not quite as strong from the Sifra, but. It's pretty mukher kenazir that chulishus nazar lav doraisa means mamish lav doraisa. So Rashi here seems to be in trouble. I don't really have any mukher chlumdis in this sugya, but just to explain the shitas, let's just try to explain the shitas, simple pshat the shitas. If it's Tosfos proofs from all over Shas, and we look in the other version of Tosfos, they bring more proofs from Shas, that chulishus nazar is, that mandav doraisa means doraisa, mandav lav doraisa means lav doraisa at all, then how can Rashi say that the Hanah is not Doraisa, but the Achila is?
The
Shechita. Where does the Shechita go with Rashi? Right, so again, here we have Manda Omar Kulin Shenishtu Bazara Lav Doraisa. Tosu says Lav Doraisa Bechlav. Rashi says Achila is Doraisa. The Isra Noah is only Durabanan. How about the Isra Shechita? Right? How about the actual Isra Shechita? Is that Doraisa or is that Durabanan? So that's not clear in Rashi here, is not dealing with it at all, because that's not our Indian at all. But Rashi in Kiddushin is a line where he says, it's not the Oraisa for Shechita or Hanah. And if you put that together, and the Beis Halevi does, in Siman Tes, the Beis Halevi assumes that maybe the Shechita is maybe also Durabanan, because you take a similar Lashon Rashi in Kedushin where he says, yeah, this Mandara says the Shechita Nanah is not Doraisa, so it sounds like the Isra Shechita Nanah is not Doraisa, only the Isra Achila is Doraisa according to this Manda Amar. And that's how the Beis Halevi understands our Rashi also.
Just before we start going to different Gemara, it's just because here it says Lav Doraisa and there is Lav Doraisa, you can have different Shechitas, can't we?
Right, so I think that you have to say Rashi holds that. It must be that there are not two different sheets in Sadam, Doraisa and Lav Doraisa. I think the only way for Rashi, well, I think there are two ways to defend Rashi. Okay, how do you defend Rashi? What are the two ways to defend Rashi?
That Gemara in Kedushin, wasn't that also only a Havamina? It said like a Shimon. It said, oh, he said you're allowed to be a Kaddish.
Lema Kasavar.
Yes, but then he said, no, the Shemitah is talking about a treifa, you know, the treifa are the shkita, but really, the Shemitah was our Zmavish, the Reis, Bahana, everything.
Yeah.
So the one really holds that shkita is not also the Reis.
No, but if you put that Rashi together with this Rashi, and assume he's saying the same thing.
Meaning that our Yehuda would be like a Havamin and Rashi over there.
Yeah. If you assume so, which I admit is not Mocher, but you put two and two, meaning it's two funny Rashi, you put them together. So I think there are two ways of defending Rashi. One way of defending Rashi is just to say that it's all a misinterpretation. Rashi never said anything of the sort. When Rashi says, Asuri Bano Lav Doraisa, it doesn't mean the Hanoah is not Doraisa, but something else is. He just meant to say the Isser Hanoah, meaning the general idea of this Isser, which includes an Isser Hanoah, is not Doraisa. And his Lashon was not meant to be so Meduyak. Okay, obviously Tosfos didn't understand Rashi that way. But you could say that really it's all a blood libel against Rashi. Rashi really just meant to say Chulin Shemus Lazara, which are Asur B'Hanoah, as well as Achila, is not the Oraisa. And he just meant like that their Asur even B'Hanoah is not the Oraisa. But B'Hanoah is not the Oraisa, the Achila is not the Oraisa, but nothing is the Oraisa. So one way of defending Rashi is to say he never meant it.
Even simpler. You're not learning the Achila and Hanah from two Pesukim. The Achila is from Ki Yerchak and the Hanah is from Oso. Rashi's talking about Oso. The Drasha Oso, you don't need to learn out the Hanah.
Okay, then you'll see that's not going to help us. I'll hopefully explain that. The other way to defend Rashi is just to say that.
Then in Kedushin, that seems to be Rashi saying.
No, in Kedushin also, when he says Shechita and Hanah, he means Shechita and Hanah, which of course also is referring to Achila. When he says Hanah, he means Achila also. He's just using Hanah as an example.
No, I'm saying in Kedushin, he seems to say it's only Derabana.
Meaning it's all only Derabana. Because he says we don't interpret the something this way. Correct. Now, of course, he might mean we don't interpret them this way, we interpret them a different way. Or he might mean we don't interpret them this way at all.
Right.
Meaning, we don't interpret them this way, but a slightly different way, or we don't interpret them this way, but a totally different way. It's still ambiguous. But certainly, for Rashi and Kedushin to read Lav Dafka would work very smoothly. So it could be that Rashi is Lav Dafka, the whole thing was invented, and it was all a false accusation, and Rashi was totally innocent. Or it could be, and I happen to think this is more likely, that Rashi thinks there are two different sheets of Chulin Shemus Lazar Lav D'Oraisa. In some sugyas it means Lav D'Oraisa at all, and in some sugyas it means Lav D'Oraisa in Hanah, but yes D'Oraisa in Achila. Now, Mehechi Tesi, why would Rashi think there are two different meanings of Lav D'Oraisa? Right? So you have to say there are really two, according to Rashi, there are three Manda Amrim. One is the Manda Amrim Chulin Shemus Lazar D'Oraisa. The other is the mandam rechulin from the raisa, not de oraisa bichlal. And then there's manda omar that the achila is also de oraisa, but not the handa'a. How does Rashi know there are two different mandam lab de oraisa? Because in Nazir, it's mukhraf that there's a mandam that's not the raisa at all. Tosus has a valid proof. I don't think you can get out of that proof. However, and this is, I think someone might have mentioned this, I don't remember. I'm pretty sure this is somewhere in the Achronin. I think if you look carefully at the sugya in Meruba, now this is like I'm picking lines here and there, so I didn't necessarily expect anyone to come to the same conclusion as I did before they heard it. The mission in Meruba says, if you shecht chulin de oraisa, there's a machlokas with your chayv dalvehei or not. And the Gemara says, what the machlokas is based on? Whether shkita she'ena ru'uya is whether shkita she'ena ru'uya is a shkita or not. Meaning, what does the Gemara say? Chulin Shemus Lazar is a shkita she'ena ru'uya. The Gemara says on the bottom of Daf Ayin Aleph that they want to say a case of shechting on Shabbos is shkita she'ena ru'uya, because you can't eat things shechted on Shabbos. Right? If, according to the Manda Amar, Real Chassamu, you can never eat it. The Gemara says, Teinach l'manda Amar ma'isa Shabbos d'oraisa. That's why it's a shkita she'ena ru'uya. But the man never dropped on it, it's still ru'uya. So what does that Gemara imply? Shkita she'ena ru'uya is only potter if it's ena ru'uya d'oraisa. In which case, chulin shemus v'azara is a shkita she'ena ru'uya d'oraisa. So what does that prove? Chulin shemus v'azara is treif mi d'oraisa. Because it says it's potter v'dal v'hei, and ma'isa Shabbos is only potter v'dal v'hei if it's also d'oraisa to eat. So if you say in Meruba, the Mishnah assumes that it's treif to eat me d'oraisa, and then the Gemara says on the next page, when it comes to the discussion of Hana'ah, like of whether it's worth anything, Lema kasav Rav Yochanan chulin shinus b'zor lav doraisa. It must be that Rav Yochanan has to interpret this mishnah chulin shinus b'zor is not osur b'hanah doraisa. Because if it was doraisa, it would be osur b'hanah, and everyone would agree you're patur from dal vei. So now I admit this is just a line of the shach v'tariya, but when it came to being osur b'achila, the Gemara assumed it was osur b'achila doraisa, and that's why you're patur from dal vei, according to the man daru patur for shlishi shem ruya. When it came to Hana'a, the Gemara wanted to say that it's not Asur B'Hana'a Daraisa. What does that prove? There's Manda'a that it's Asur B'Achila Daraisa, but not Asur B'Hana'a Daraisa. At least in this line above a comma. Now you could say there's only one line above a comma, or you could have other fancy ways of getting out of it. But I thought that maybe Rashi was medayik from the sugya in Bava Kama, that there is such a Manda'a out there in the world who holds it Asur B'Achila Daraisa, but Asur B'Hana'a only drabanan. And let me just chazal for a second. Why? The Gemara says that if you hold shchita sheni ruya is shma shchita, you're chayv dal vehei. But if it's not shma shchita, you're patur from dal vehei. So the fact that man damer it's not a shma shchita patur from dal vehei proves that it's not mutter to eat midoraisa. It's not roy for eating midoraisa. But and the man damer says we don't care if it's fit for eating or not, right? You're chayv dal vehei. The Gemara asks, it must be that it's only asur b'hanah drabanan. If it was asur b'hanah doraisa, then it wouldn't be bailus anymore, and you'd be puzzled. So that proves that within the same Mishnah you call this Asur B'Achila Daraisa and Asur B'Hanah Darabanan. So I think that maybe you can be mechadesh that that's the makor of Rashi between Bava Kama and Nazir. There's two different tanaim. There's one tan who holds it's totally Darabanan, one tan who holds the Achila Daraisa, but that is Darabanan. Now you'll go back and look and decide if you want to argue with me. I don't mean if you want to argue with me that you can have some way out of that Gemara. You know, for sure you can have some way out. Whether you want to argue, the simple shot of the Gemara is that way. So I think it's clear, the simple shot of the Gemara is that it's Asur to eat midoraisa, which is why it's Shishin Ruya, but they want to say it's only Asur Rana, you'll lose your bite listening to Rabbana. If so, in Cain, then Rashi just had to decide in our sugya which way our sugya was going. Was our sugya mean lav doraisa at all? Or did our sugya mean lav doraisa, like in Bava Kama, mean that it's asur to eat doraisa, but asur b'hanah d'rabbanan? And why did Rashi decide one way instead of the other? So here, it's because Rashi and Tosos had two different ways of understanding the machlokis in our Gemara, like the shakalatari of our Gemara, and I think actually both of them were medayik, their understanding from the same line in Daf Chaf Gimel and Beis. What is machlokas in our Gemara? Machlokas is whether darshan also on sharisurin or on chulin shenishkutu bazara. Okay, what's the starting point? If you had both options, if both were options, which way would you darshan? That is referring to kolisurin shabbat Torah, or that it's referring to chulin shenishkutu
bazara?
Why?
They already learned at the beginning of the pasuk about chulin.
What do you mean they already learned the beginning of Pasuk? Because the beginning of Pasuk is talking about Yotz Mechitzasa, right? Not in Shuvah Shel Mekra,
right, yeah.
But in Alpi Torah Shabal Peh, Basar Basada Trefa, right? It's from the word Basada. It could have said Basar Trefa, and we would have known about Trefa, and the Torah Shabal Peh would have been quiet. But the extra word Basada Trefa teaches us that it has something to do with Yotz Mechitzasa, being in the wrong place. And therefore we learn that Yotzim Rechitzatzo is a lob like Trefa, meaning the Uber stuck out his hand before he checked in the mother, and we even compare that to Basar Kodesh that was Yotzei Mamish, etc. And that Chulin Shishu Bazara is similar to Yotzei Mechitzatzo, because it's the Mechitza of Chulin is supposed to be outside the Mekdash, Ki Yerchak Mufam Makom, and it went outside the Mechitza, you know, and inside. It was outside the Mechitza into the Mekdash. And therefore, Vistama, it's better to darshan it about Chulin Shishu Bazara. Only if you can't darshan it about Chulin Shishu Bazara, then you're stuck darshaning about Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Okay, is Grun telling us Rashi or Tosos? What?
Tosos.
That's Tosos. That's how Tosos reads our Gemara. Tosos reads our Gemara that, you know, plan A is the darshan at Chulin Shabbat Torah because it's Yotzei Mechitzasa, right? So what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that, right? Our Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, or let's start with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Oso is for Hu and Shenishma to Mazara, right? Because he can, and then he doesn't have any possible colors for Shabbat Torah. That's okay, because he had Nevela. And Rabbi Yehuda says, there is no such Machos Asuros as Hu and Shenishma to Mazara, right? There is no tree food of Chulin Shinesh Bazara. So obviously Oso is telling us which tree foods are Motabana, which tree foods are Asmana. But if there's no such Isra in the first place, then Oso can't be referring to it, right? So Oso can't refer to Chulin Shinesh Bazara, and if Oso can't refer to Chulin Shinesh Bazara, therefore Oso is used for Kol Isurin Shabbat Torah, right? That is the way Tosos reads the Machlokas. And Tosos says, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether Oso could have referred to Chulin Shinesh Bazara. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about whether it's Aser Bachilim Doraisa or not. Rav Meir says Aser Bachilim Doraisa, so Oso tells us also Aser Bana. Rav Yudah says it was never Aser at all Doraisa. So Oso can't be referring to something which was never mentioned in the Torah. You can't darshan Oso about something that doesn't exist in the Torah. It has to refer to a pre-existing category. Therefore, it's for Kol Yisrael and Shabbat Torah. That's Tosos. But Rashi reads it differently. How does Rashi read it?
How
do
you know how I did it?
What?
Why is Tosos quoting from
Chaf Gimel? Because that's the only way to make sense of his Raya from Chaf Gimel.
Okay, we didn't cover that yet.
Which we will in a second. Okay. But you know, even before the Raya from Chaf Gimel, what does Tosos say? Okay, you could say he's just saying lav doraisa, lav gam lav doraisa. Okay, fair enough. What is Rashi saying? Rashi says no. Rashi says plan A is to darshan isurin for kol isurin shabbat Torah. No, if you can, you darshan also about all isurin shabbat Torah. Right? Why would you darshan also about Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah and not about Chulin Bazara? Right? Why would also be saying Treifa you can give to a Torah and not other Yisur and Shabbat Torah? Why wouldn't you darshan it about Chulin Shabbat Bazara? Say the Echronim assume because it's a lav. Right? It's a lav. It's a lo yochal. Chulin Shabbat Bazara there's no lav about, right? It's an assay. Right? So Mastama, no. You want to say treif is a lav, you can't feed your dog, but other lav mvachila, you can't feed your dog. So Mastama, you would darshan about other lav mvachila that are of an equal level of chumrah. Not about chul shizwa zara, which is a much lower level of chumrah. Rather, what's the machlokas here? Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, well, darshan plan A. Oso is referring to kol isurin shabbat Torah. And once Oso refers to kol isurin shabbat Torah, nebach, there's no mocker left to Oser Chulin Shinesh Bazara Behanoa. But Rav Meir says also can't refer to Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. Why not? Because it's already covered by the Neveila, right? So he says also can't refer to Kol Yisurin because they're already covered by Nevela. So therefore, what does he have to conclude? He has to conclude that also means that Chulishness to the Bazara are Asurin Vehanoa. That's how Rashi reads the Sugya. Because what's the fundamental machlokes between how Rashi and Tosfos read the Sugya? Which is the cause, which is the effect? The way Tosfos reads the Sugya, they're really arguing out whether it could mean Chulin Shinesh Bazara. They're originally arguing out Chulin Shinesh Bazara. The nafka min of arguing out Chulin Shinesh Bazara is that it leads to an argument for Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. The rest says no. They're really arguing out whether it means Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah. And the nafka min of whether it means Kol Yisur and Shabbat Torah affects Chulin Shinesh Bazara. Now, that's why Rashi reads the Sugya. And obviously I'll have to explain why, how I know, and why Rashi read the Sugya that way and Tosfos read the Sugya the other way. But I think I'll be able to adequately do that. Now you see where they come from. Tosfos says, we're starting off with whether you could darshan also about Chulin Shinesh Bazara. Means what's the fundamental machlokes? Could also refer to Chulin Shinesh Bazara. Does Chulin Shinesh Bazara exist in the Torah or not? So they're arguing about Lagamre. Either it's Doraisa or it doesn't exist at all, Doraisa. That's Tosos. Rashi says, no, they start off arguing about Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah. They end up having an afkamina for whether you have a mocker to Aser, Chulin, Ba'azara, Shinishkul, Ba'azara, Ba'hanar, or not. But if they end up arguing, the nafkamina is whether there's a mocker to Aser, Chulin, Shinishkul, Ba'azara, Ba'hanar, or not, means they both Aser, Ba'achila, right? They obviously both could have Aser, Ba'hanar. If they both agree it's Aser, Ba'achila, just one has an extra word to Aser, Ba'hanar, and the other one doesn't. That's where I think Rashi is coming from. Now, let's just. Now, someone tell me, based on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, why Rashi thought his pshat was the right pshat that they're originally talking, arguing about here. That they're originally taught arguing about whether the Darshan for Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah. And then in the end, it ends up making an afkamina whether you have an extra pasuk for Chulin Shnis Lazar Bahana or not. As most Tosas said, they're originally arguing about whether Chulin Shnis Lazar exists. And then that ends up making an afkamina for Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah. There the Gemara is talking about Chizkiya. What is the Gemara saying about Chaf Gimel Amud Beis? If you read his Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, what does the Gemara say? What's an afkamina Chizkiya and Rabbi Abahu? Within, both within who? Right? The afkamina is, here's Chaf Gimel Amud Beis is read, that Chizkiya says that you don't need Oso for Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah. Oso is to Aser Chulin Shnis Lazara. And Rabbi Abo says Oso is for Chulin Shnis Lazara. And what is the phrase of Gemara? Ika Beinayhu of Chizkiya and Rabbi Abahu. What's the Ika Beinayhu? Chulin Shnis Lazara. Now, Ika Beinayhu, Chulin Shnis Lazara sounds like, what are they arguing about first and what ends up being the Nafkamina? It says Ika Beinayhu. First, they're arguing about Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah. Ika Beinayhu, in the end, it leads to an afkamina about Chulin Shnis Lazara. I think Rashi's being medayed from the lashon of Ika Beinayhu. Right? Rashi's being medayed from Ika Beinayhu. What does Ika Beinayhu mean? They're originally arguing about Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah, and then Ika Beinayhu, out of that argument, flows an afkamina for Chulin Shnis Lazara. It can't be that they were first arguing about Chulin Shnis Lazara and then came to their sheets about Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah. That wouldn't be an Ika Beinayhu. Ika Beinayhu means they first argued about Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah, and then out of that flowed a machlok in the Kol Yisrael Shevet Lazara. Let's just put how Rashi reads Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The way Rashi reads Chaf Gimel Amud Beis is Rabbi Abahu says, Oso is to Aser Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah. There's no mucker left to Aser Chulin Shnis Lazara Bahana. That's the Naf Ika Beinayhu, the Naf Gemina is Chulin Shnis Lazara. And what does Chizkiya say? Chizkiya says, Oso can't refer to Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah because they're already covered by, according to what are they already covered by, Chizkiya? Well, what are Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah?
They don't need to be covered.
Well, how many Yisrael are Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah?
Two.
Shurin Eskel and Chavi. So what are they covered by? Yeah. According to Chizkiya, Yei Achel. By the time we get through with this, there are only two Yisrael Shevet Torah. And they're both covered by Yachel, so Oso can't cover them, they're covered by Yachel. So Oso is extra for Chulin Shnis Lazara. That's how Rashi reads, Ika Beinayhu. They start with argument Yachel. Chizkiya says that Yachel asers, Chizkiya says Yachel asers by Noah. Rabbi Abahu says, no, Yachel and Yachel are the same. Therefore, Chizkiya has already covered it by Yachel, and therefore he has an extra Oso for Chulin Shnis Lazara. Rabbi Abahu needs Oso, since he doesn't darken Yachal, needs Oso for Kol Yisrael Shevet Torah, and has no pasuk left for Chulin Shnis Lazara. But I think Rashi, especially since he has a precedent in the Pshat of Bava Kama, that there are two different Tanaim of Bava Kama, and he's not sure which one is being mentioned here, when he goes through and he says, Ika Beinayhu, I want to say that they're really arguing about everything in the Torah, and then the side nafkamina is Chulin Shnis Lazara, then clearly, if the side nafkamina is whether you have an extra pasuk to aser chulin shnis lazara b'hanah, that means they both aser b'achila. How does Tosfos read Chaf Gimel Amud Beis? The way Tosfos reads Chaf Gimel Amud Beis is that Chizkiya says gevaldik osos for chulin shnis lazara, which exists in the Torah, and Rabbi Abahu says no, there is no such thing as chulin shnis lazara, so also can't refer to that. Rather, also refers to kol yisrael shevet Torah. That's the way Tosfos reads it. But Tosfos is a little dachuk in Ika Beinayhu. It's not that Ika Beinayhu, like the nafkamina that comes out of Chizkiya and Rabbi Abahu, is Chulin Shnis Lazara. the reason behind where they each got to their sheath is the schulin sheshma azara. So it's also saying it's okay, it's a funny kind of ika, it's a funny kind of ika benayu, but I think that Rashi is the pasha of shavu ika benayu. Ika benayu, they start from kol yisrael shavu Torah and end up with an afkamina ben chulin sheshma azara, as opposed to the way Tosfos reads it. No! They start with machlokes ben chulin sheshma azara and then end up arguing about kol Torah kula. So I think that justifies Rashi. I really think Rashi here is the, and it's just two different ways of reading the Gemara. Is the school of Azar just what comes out of something, or is it what underlies everything? For Rashi, it's what comes out of something, so they're only arguing about Hana. For Tosfos, it's what underlies everything, and therefore they're arguing about whether it exists in the first place or doesn't exist in the first place. This is the way, so far, I think is the way all the Achronim understand the machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos here. It's the machlokas how to interpret the Shaka Vatari or Gemara. What I'm just adding is that maybe once Rashi was already in the diet from Nazir, there's one kind of Lav Doraisa, and from Makam, there's another kind of Lav Doraisa. Just wanted to know which Lav Doraisa was in Pesachim. So he looked at the Shaka Vatari, looked at the word Ikebeinayu, decided which is the easy, better way of interpreting the Shaka Vatari, and decided that our Mandar is the Baba Kama Mandar and not the Nazir Mandar. That's what I'm claiming for Rashi. What is now Tosfos? Now I'm in a little trouble for, because what does Tosfos say? It's impossible to justify Rashi when it says Ika Beinayu on Chaf Gimel and Beis. What do you mean? According to what I said, Rashi is beautiful in Ika Beinayu. So what does Tosfos mean by Rashi cannot make sense in the Ika Beinayu? All the Achronim deal with it, and no one really understands this line in Tosfos. Marsha says he didn't mean that line; he meant the next line in the Gemara, but in all the other Tosfos Rashi and Tosfos Rashi, etc., it's clear he meant that line. And even in our Tosfos, it's clear he meant that line unless you add letters, add buzz. Everyone tries to have a different shot. All the Achronim get very, very stuck and a very difficult shot in trying to figure out how Tosfos and Medayik his Shita from that line where it says, Ika Beinayu of Chizkin Rabbi Abahu. And what do Tosfos seem to think? Rabbi Yehuda Rav Meir, he couldn't have proven his Shita from. His Sim Shad, that even here it means like him. But when it turns from Yehuda Rav Meir into Chizkin Rabbi Abahu, then it's a proof to his Shita. Why did Tosfos think that somehow when they say, basically they're saying the same thing you said here for Yehuda Rav Meir, they're saying a parallel thing for Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu. Right? According to Tosfos, they're saying the same thing just for Chizkiah and Rabbi Abahu. How is that one impossible to read like how is that one impossible to read like Rashi? You know, well, here, not impossible to read like Rashi. You know, just as there's Amar Rav and here's Tanoim. So, did anyone actually get shot in this line in Tosfos? I know you can read all the Achronim, but it's just so hard to really understand how that's the how that's really such a good proof also. So the answer is I'm not smarter than all the Achronim put together. I can't say that I saw the Marshal, I saw all the other Achronim, and I'm not sure if I was able to understand what Tosfos means, but I think maybe this is what Tosfos means. Because if you think about it, the way Rashi reads the Gemara, the only difference between Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis and Aleph, and Chaf Gimel and Beis is whether the reason also can't refer to Kulti Surin is because they're covered by Nevela or because they're covered by Yeachel. Right? That's the only difference. Otherwise, just the Xerox. For Tosos, it's the exact same logic. Right? One man never holds Chulin Shish Blazor exists, so also is adding Hana to it. The other man never holds it doesn't exist, so also is Asurin Kulis Machalos Asur Shabbat Torah. For Rashi, it's almost the same thing. Just the only difference is, why can't also refer to Kali Surin? Is it because they're covered by Nevela, or because they're covered by Lo Yerachel? So I think maybe what Tosfos meant to say, how you can't interpret this like Rashi, even though I made it sound very good like Rashi, is that Tosfos thinks that, no, there's one part in Rashi that can't be. Which one part of Rashi can't be? Rashi has to assume that if Kol Isur and Shevet Torah are covered by Ye'achel, then also can't refer to Kol Isur, right? That's Rashi. That's Rashi Chaf Gimel and Beis. If Kol Isur and Shevet Torah are covered by Ye'achel, then also can't refer to to Kol Yishmei Torah. And Rashi said that mefurish. What does he say? V'kelev tashlich noso lo itzrich l'maydes el osro na'ah. You don't need oso to asher these things about nox. They're already covered by lo yachel. Rashi says exactly the way I explained him. Right? So what's Tosa's problem? Why does Tosa think you can't say this? So I think maybe this is Tosa's objection. Maybe Tosa's objection, I haven't found this in the acronym, but I wasn't smart enough to understand all the other very complicated explanations, so I'm going to try to give a very simple explanation. Maybe Tosa thinks, but why not say it's referring to Yisurim that say Yochal. In other words, yes, you don't need it for Chametz, Pesach, Mashur, and Nisko, because they'll say Yochal. But why doesn't Chizkiah say, if a Gorda Rashi plant A is Kol Yisurim Shabbatorah, then why doesn't Chizkiah just say, well, it can't be referring to the Yochals, it must be referring to the Yochals. Why can't Chizkiah say it's referring to the Yochals? Maybe that was Tosa's problem with Rashi. Which is taka, good kasha glass. Rashi says, it can't be referring to Chomish Shor Niskel. They're covered by Ye'achel. It must be Kol Yisurim Shabbat. It must be Chomish Shor Shabbat. What do you mean? If it can't be referring to the Ye'achels, maybe it's referring to the Yochals. After all, isn't it better to refer to the Yochals, which are Lavin, than Chomish Shor Shabbat, which is say? So I think that's the weakness Tosfos is pointing out in Rashi. And, again, the reason why I think I have the right Shan Rashi and the right Shan Tosfos is because A, I have the right Shan Rashi, because that's what Rashi said in Chof Gimel and Beis. That since that we would have darshan for Chol Yisurim Shabbat Torah, but since they're already covered, we'll darshan for Chol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. And I think that explains the whole package sheet of Rashi. And the reason why I think I have the right Shan Tosfos, although that's a little weaker, I mean the right Shan Rashi, I think everyone agrees, is because I found like the one difference between Chof Beis and Aleph, Chof Gimel and Beis, and shown how Tosfos is going to find a weakness in Rashi here. Because if Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah is really the preferable option to Chulin Shnei Shabbat Bazara, then why does Chizkiah say it's covered by Ye'achel? He just should have said it's going on the Yochals, and Aser some Yochals v'hanah. Then Rashi will have to defend himself. Maybe Rashi will say, that can't be, because according to Chizkiah, if it was going on the Yochals, why are there Ye'achels? Because Chizkiah is wedded to the idea that Ye'achel is different. But, so I'm not Rashi, but here I think Tosfos is pointing out, I don't mean Rashi can't defend himself, and Rashi didn't know how to learn Gemara. But I mean, Tosfos pointing out a significant weakness in Rashi, and I think Lani's Daiti, that's what this mysterious line in Tosfos means. You can think about it and decide if you agree with what I think the mysterious line in Tosfos means, or you disagree with what the mysterious line in Tosfos means, and again, compare it to all the other Pshatim, and please come back to me. I'm just reading, you know, I haven't said anything, but I'm just trying to read Pshat and Rashi and Pshat and Tosfos.
You're saying this based on the idea of a plan A and plan B?
Correct. Which, now, again, the idea of the plan A and plan B is in all the Achronim Balatar. I'm not taking credit for that. And it's in all the Achronim Alatar, and it's in Rashi Nafka of Gimel and Beis. Because Rashi Nafka of Gimel and Beis says plan A is Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah. He says, but if you can't learn it for Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah, then you learn it for Chulin Shabbat Torah.
So
and once Rashi Nafka of Gimel says his idea of what's plan A, that fits in with his pshat that, that everyone agrees that he was done Raisa, and it makes it into a very packaged deal, and we start to understand Pasha Pshat and Rashi. And then it's sort of obvious that Tosfos has to argue, because if Tosfos says they're arguing about whether Chulin Shnis Lazar even exists or not, then obviously that can't be the plan B, that has to be the plan A. So I think it all works out just push up shot.
You're saying the idea is that according to Rashi, Chizkiah, instead of jumping from also referring to Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah that have Ye'achal, straight to
Chol Zara, why didn't he jump to Yochals?
But are we so sure that Chizkiah's plan A is the same? That he would have been.
Yes, because that's Rashi's Lashon. When Rashi describes Chizkiah, what does he say? Chizkiah Sani, Sabra, Hani Trami, Deshani, Dibura, Itzar. These two, because the Shino of the Ochel, the funny vowels of the Ochel are Usar. Ulakel, Dashnuch, Zola, Hutchuk, Mati, oh, now you don't need Osu to be Mati, Yochals, Osu, Mana. Meaning you would have used it to be Mati, but you don't need them to be Ochel. Therefore, ki asa l'mutichul shishmezar asa. He's very clear. You would have used it for niskel and chavet, but since you don't need it, then you use it for chul shishmezar. And maybe Tosfos' problem is, yeah, you don't need it for pesach, for chametz and shor niskel, but maybe you'd need it for all the other trade foods. and maybe come out with some interesting chidushim. So I think that was Tosfos' problem, where he says, E'efter lefarish came. That's basically, E'efter lefarish meaning acher, sorry. Meaning you can't interpret it anyway but mine. I think that might have been what Tosfos meant, but again, I can't prove it. I just think that this is a relatively simple shot. L'chore, you have to say, this is the other thing. When Tosfos just says, later on, E'efter lefarish meaning acher, L'chore, you can't make it too complicated, because then, like, why did Tosfos just think it was so pushy? You have to make it relatively simple. This is the simplest shot I've seen for sure. Alright? Meaning, this is for sure simpler than any other shot I've seen in this line of Tosfos, which, again, makes it more likely, is what Tosfos means. Now, I wish it could be even more simple than that, but, no, there's a limit to what we can do. Okay, that's about all we have to say for just reading pshat in the Gemara. Agav, I'll just mention, I see we're running a little behind, but the Rambam, there's Kayadua, a big machlokas as to what the Rambam sheet about Chulash Tishrei Azara is, especially because, you know, the Rambam's Lashonos are always difficult to understand, and there's even steers in the Kesef Mishnah a little. Right, on the one hand, the Rambam says Mefurish in a few places, it's only Midivrehem. Says, you know, it's only Midivrehem. You know, why are you Chayv Alvehei? Because it's only Midivrehem. Right, so the Rambam says a few places, it's only Aser Vanah Midivrehem. On the other hand, in Hilcha Shchita, which is the main place he discusses it, he says, what does he call it there? In Hilcha Shchita? Says, all these things are? Divrei Kabbalah. He says it's Divrei Kabbalah. So what does he mean when he usually says Midivrehem? But in Hilcha Shchita, he says Divrei Kabbalah, and not only does he say Divrei Kabbalah in Hilcha Shchita, but he quotes the Pasuk, right? So what does he mean by that? He says Divrei Kabbalah and quotes the Pasuk. Yeah, quoting the Pasuk actually bothers me more. So the Kesef Mishnah Hilcha Shchita says, the Rambam across the board holds it's the Oraisa. And why did he call it Midivrehem? Because the Rambam sometimes uses Midivrehem to mean things that are Midoraisa but not explicit. And it's certainly not explicit. So he says across the board it's the Oraisa. The Lechem Mishnah in Hilchas Macholos Asuros, Ches Tesvav, says no, across the board it's Drabanan. What does Divrei Kabbalah mean? Divrei Kabbalah means Midrabanan. It means anything that's not the Torah is called Kabbalah. Kabbalah can also refer to Midrabanan. That's also part of the Kabbalah. Right again. Keep in mind, Kabbalah didn't used to mean mystical tradition. There was always a mystical tradition. It just didn't used to be called Kabbalah until the last couple hundred years. It used to be called Sod. The Kabbalah meant what we call Masorah, right? Until the last few hundred years, Sod meant mysticism, and Kabbalah meant Masorah. So Drabanans are also part of the Masorah. So basically, there's a big machlokas in the Rambam whether the Kesef Mishnah in Shchita says the Oraisa. The reason I say the Shchita is because it doesn't sound that way in other places. The Lechem Mishnah in Macholos Asuros Kes Kesvav says totally Midrabanan, even though in Shchita he defends the Kesef Mishnah. And actually, that works out better in the Rambam because the Rambam passed like Fizkir Rabbi Abahu. We all know. Rabbi Abahu, which means he's a mucker for Kodesh and Shabbat Torah. Can the mucker be Nevela? Because the Rambam paskins Dorim Kirsava. So the mucker has to be also. And if the mucker is also, then Chulin Shishwazar can't be Doraisa. So that works out very nicely. And it's destined to use the Lashmi Devrayim explicitly. So it works out nicely, right? It fits because the Rambam holds like Rabbi Abahu. But Devarim Kirsavam, which means the only place you can learn Rabbi Abahu is also, which means you don't have a pasuk, or whichever way you say, Chulin Shishwazar is not Doraisa. Then it works out very nicely. If you want to know how does this fit the Rambam into the, according to the Kesef Mishnah, how to fit in the Parsugya, look at the Lechem Mishnah there. He has two answers. I just want to point out that, and I'm not going to get into any deep wonders in the Rambam, but Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a longer Kiva Eger at the end of Kulin, which is quoted in the Hashmatos of Rabbi Kiva Eger right after the Rambam and the Frankel, like before the Maftech and everything. You know, they put all the Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side, but what if Rabbi Kiva Eger read the Rambam is 3 pages long? Then they put them in the back, like right after they finish the actual Rambam, before all the other things. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger, but it's originally at the end of Chulin, he suggests, it's a very long piece, a few other friends suggest this as well, that maybe every time the Rambam says midivrehem, right? Yep. Well, don't take my word for it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Neivot, I might lie to you, but I wouldn't read something that's not in the Rambam. That far I wouldn't go. The Rambam says in Hilchos Neivot Beizches, Afal pisha chushis lazora zara asurin behanah ho visurin midivrehem yurchayev dal vehei. Well, okay, they're usher b'anah, but it's usher midivrehem, so yurchayev dalet vehei. Or in Makolos Asuras Perikhes Zion Halacha Vav, thank you. Osha chushis lazora sharin asur midivrehem behanoya k'moshes bar behilchos shchita. Right? Every time he says drabanan, he mentions asurin behanoya. The psukim he quotes in Hilchos Shechita, what psukim does he quote? He quotes, Halamata Zavachta, Kiyurcha, Kikavakom, Vazavachta, Halamata, Shein Shokum, Sartai, Lachut, Makam, Shabakar Hashem, Vizesh, and Ishchad, Chut, the Makam, Shemot, Lachut, Kal Sharim. Kiyurcha, Kikavakom, Makam, Vazavachta, Vichal, Sharecha, so you can only shech the Richot Makam and then eat it in your Sharim. But the Kiyur of Makam, you can't shech and you can't eat it in your Sharim. The psukim are only about, I'm not the only Dibri Kabbalah, I think that's vague. The Pesukim are only about Shechita and Achila. So Rabbi Yehuda Eger suggests this, says that maybe the Shechita of the Rambam is that Hana'ah is Midrabanan, but Shechita va'Achila are Asurim Midaraisa, and that's why every time Rambam says Midabrehem, he's been dying to say Hana'ah Midabrehem. He never just says Asurim Midabrehem, he says Hana'ah Midabrehem. And you don't have to be dying, but it's just interesting to note that whenever he says midivrei, he adds the word hana'ah, and when he quotes psukim, the psukim dafka don't deal with hana'ah. Now, okay, you have to look at various precise, but at least in the Yad HaChadaka. So it could very well be that the Rambam's mechalek, he thinks that shechita and achila are, he thinks shechita and achila are midoraisa, and hana'ah is drabanan. Although again, this is a big mess, and it's hard to prove. I would just add one nice thing that would work nicely. If the Rambam really holds it's midoraisa, then what's the weakness? If it's really midoraisa, why isn't it one of the mitzvos? The Urim counts it as a mitzvah. Kofres. Chumashis Razor, one of the mitzvos. If it's really midoraisa, why isn't it a mitzvah? So I think you could say, I mean, you could say this even without, but it works nicely. Either if it's Rabbanan, it works nicely, it's not a mitzvah. Right? Yeah, the pasuk that's an asmachta, the Dibur Kabbalah means Rabbanan, you know, it's really Rabbanan. But it could be, if it's the Oraisa only Aser B'Shechita Hana'ah, then it doesn't need to be a separate mitzvah. What mitzvah is it part of? Part of the mitzvah of Shechita already. The mitzvah of Shechita is to shech in this way. If you shech in the other way, you violate the mitzvah of Shechita. The din of Shechita that makes food mutter to eat, if you shech in the wrong way, it makes food Aser to eat. After all, do you need a separate makar that, you know, a shechita of a guy or a shechita of the soul makes it usher to eat? No, obviously, if you do the wrong shechita, it's usher to eat. That's part of the mitzvah of shechita. Here it goes a little further. Not only if you do the wrong shechita, it's usher to eat, but you violate the assay of shechita by doing the wrong shechita. Because it's not just like you did it, you wasted your time. You actually went against the proper method of shechita in the Torah. But I think that for shechita and hanan, it makes a lot of sense. It's part of the mitzvah of shechita. It's also b'shchita because you violate the assay of shchita, and it's also b'achila because if you didn't shecht it, then it's also b'eat. What do you need a separate mitzvah for? For hana'ah, maybe it's taka more of a kasha. Why don't you have a separate mitzvah? Maybe the patient should be also b'hana'ah. After all, before you shecht it, it wasn't also b'hana'ah. How did it become also b'hana'ah? So maybe it would be a little more difficult. But I think if it's true that the Ram held shchita and achila is also b'daraisa, but not hana'ah, then it would make a lot of sense that it's already part of the mitzvah of shchita. Because it's just you did shechita wrong.
Maybe it's part of treifa.
Maybe you could say it's part of treifa, and even though treifa is matzranah, but this kind of treifa is not matzranah. Where it was once Ram holds like Rabbi Abahu, it could just be part of treifa and nevela without the special head.
No, but that's what Tosfos is asking, because kodshim b'chutz is part of treifa, and that's asurbanah.
Right. Okay. You're right. Okay. Fine. I take that back. Okay, anyway, that's just three ways of reading the Rambam. It's very hard to prove who's right and who is wrong in this case. Okay, we didn't get to discuss Gid HaNasha now, so we will have to fill in the Gid HaNasha, Amir Tzashem, next time, and then continue.
Rashi would line up with Rambam and Rashi, that Achilu is also the right, and Hana is not.
Correct. That's what I meant. Right. And Rambam would line up with Rashi in that case. Exactly.